Scattered showers and thunderstorms in rather decent supply like yesterday, mainly afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. Then things get interesting as we increase the rain chances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a frontal system interacts with what will become a tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico later this week. We're watching this situation carefully, and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. AC by Luke Choir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Guys, welcome back in 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. I've got renewed vigor and purpose, ladies and gentlemen. I've got renewed vigor and purpose for this program. The best is yet to come. You will have, you'll learn in due time what I'm talking about. But I've got renewed vigor and purpose. Nothing in the world makes me happier than knowing I have motivation to do my best on a daily basis. Motivation to come in here and wow the audience on a daily basis. And I have renewed motivation. I cannot share that with you because I'm going to let the proper people handle it in the proper order. I have hired lawyers and am pursuing a strategy of slash and burn, seek and destroy. And you know, one of the things I love about Donald Trump, you know why I think I fell in love with the man? I never let somebody come at me and don't take them out. Never. Matt Hart came after me. He got fired from the Attorney General's office. A radio host on another program came after me. He lost his job. He's no longer on the air. If you come after me, you better be willing to go to the mat, because I am. I'll lose everything destroying your life. I will lose absolutely everything in search of making sure your life is hell. And I got a new enemy. I didn't know I had one, but I got a new enemy. And her lawyer sucks too. And I'm going to destroy this bitch. I'm going to absolutely destroy her. Her life will never be the same. I'm going after her. I'm going after her organization. I'm going after her national organization. I'm going to uncap There, if you run a 501c4, you duck your head. You do not put your head up above water when you run a 501c4. Because the only purpose of running a 501c4 instead of a 501c3 is to hide your donors. Well, I'm unmasking donors nationwide. 14 different chapters will be sued. Her life will be over. She will be begging me to go away in due time. She has a bad lawyer who gave her terrible advice. Terrible, terrible advice. And I know he's listening right now, and I know he's not going to call her and tell her, I'm sorry I gave you terrible advice. Your life is about to be ruined. But I have never done battle with somebody and come out on the lower end of that. Mike Hubbard is going to prison. We did battle for years, and now he's going to prison. Matt Hart and I did battle. He lost his job. AM radio host and I do battle. He lost his job. I don't lose, people. I don't lose. I'm smarter than you guys are, and I will blanking destroy you and everything you hold dear. I just want everyone to know that. You don't come after me. Don't come after me unless you are fully, fully ready to engage. Fully ready to engage. You don't send half-assed letters to me. That will not end well. I just want everyone to be aware of that. If you threaten me, I will burn your damn house to the ground. Not in the physical sense, but I will have you running back to Texas. I promise. Now, let me tell you what Donald Trump is doing. Here is the headline. Pompeo's Commission on Unalienable Rights could change global politics. Mike Pompeo is the Secretary of State. He was the CIA director before that. And I feel like he had to be the CIA director in order to be the Secretary of State and be effective. I feel like he had to get in to the CIA and fully uncap it and figure out what the hell was going on in North Korea. Which is why I think North Korea is a CIA black site. I never really said that before until Mike Pompeo went from CIA to Secretary of State to immediately having a deal with North Korea to meet. That the obvious conclusion to me was CIA was supporting the Kim Jong-un regime. It was a natural foil. And there were people using it to their advantage. But that's neither here nor there. Mike Pompeo is a very, very smart man. And Donald Trump is even smarter. And they're going to put together a commission on unalienable rights. And here is why that is such a massive deal. Here is what he announced yesterday. The Trump administration will take a new direction in foreign policy, quote, that takes seriously the founders' ideas of individual liberty and constitutional government. He cited Alex de Tocqueville and his belief in the American experiment, noting that, quote, democracies have a tendency to lose sight of the big picture in the hurly-burly of everyday affairs. With that in mind, Pompeo said, every once in a while, and this is key, we need to step back and reflect seriously on where we are, where we've been, and whether we're headed in the right direction. This is a direct pushback on globalism. This is a direct pushback of the last 32 years, going back to 1989, or 30 years, I guess, going back to 1989. George H.W. Bush and his New World Order. This is a direct pushback on that. So you're putting together a commission on unalienable rights. What are they going to do? What is this going to do? He's put together this commission. It will include human rights experts, philosophers, activists, Republican, Democrats, and independents of varied background and beliefs, who will provide advice on human rights grounded in our nation's founding principles and the principles of the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I'm going to ask that he add one more document to that. We'll get to that in a second. And then he hinted at why he's doing it. He wants to change the moral landscape in international relations. Similar to the effect the 1948 Declaration of Human Rights had. He made clear that this wouldn't just include the known regimes that abuse human rights, but even democratic countries that have drifted away from human rights as they were once interpreted. Look what's going on in France, in Germany, and the United Kingdom, where you can be jailed for a Facebook post. Hell, look what's going on in the United States. Where your free speech is no longer free. It can have serious ramifications, legal ramifications. You have states out there telling you that you got to bake a cake when it violates your religious conscience. But it's one-sided, of course. It's one-sided. We would never ask, Mr. Goldstein to bake a Nazi cake. That's a bridge too far. If this commission does what they want it to do, it could have a deep, massive, and lasting impact on socialist policies around the world and in the United States. All these states that go against the unalienable rights described by the Founding Fathers. So let's go through the history here of human rights for a second, because it's if you ask somebody, ask yourself, but I'm going to ask you now. Think about it. What is a human right? Where do they come from? Oh, they come from God, Baird. Okay, good. What are they? What are these inalienable human rights? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that's too easy. That's too easy. You know, this is a very new thought. In human history. I'm going to take you back to 539 BC. There's a guy named Cyrus the Great. He was the first king of ancient Persia, and he conquered the city of Babylon. And when doing so, traditionally when you conquered a city, you took all their wealth and all their people as your own. They became your subjects. This story is actually preserved, not just in history, but I think it's in the book of Ezra. I have to go back and look. After conquering Babylon, he freed the slaves, declared all people had the right to choose their own religion, and established a system of racial equality. And then he recorded those decrees on a baked clay cylinder in the Akkadian language, not the Akkadians that led us to have the Cajuns, in a cuneiform script, and it's known today as the Cyrus Cylinder. It's an ancient record. It's been recognized as the world's first charter on human rights. It's been translated into all six official languages of the United Nations, and its provisions parallel the first four articles of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So back in 539, you had a guy, Cyrus, who was a king, who went in and conquered a neighboring territory and then set everybody free and gave them their stuff. And actually, it goes farther than that. Not only did he free the slaves and give the people the right to choose their own religion and have racial equality, he gave all the plunder back to them. So go home. And from there, you had the seeds of human rights. Word spread. It eventually made its way to India, Greece, Rome, and then you end up with this concept of natural law because people didn't have a way to explain what had happened. And there are really only kind of two kinds of law. This goes back to what I was asking, what's a human right? You have natural law and you have positive law. Natural law means that there's something innate to the nature of man in which individual rights are infused in his soul and in society. That you have rights just because you're alive. That they're not granted to you by anyone. They're innate to the human condition. That's natural law. Then you have positive law, which is you have the rights I say you can have. So I'll give you an example everybody knows. Think about when you were a child. Your parents had natural law rights, right? They had natural law rights. They could say whatever they want. They could say four-letter words. They could drink booze, smoke cigarettes. You had positive law rights. You could only do what they told you you could do, and you had to do what they told you. Your parents didn't have to do the laundry that night. You did. Your parents could make whatever they want for dinner. You ate what they made. Or you didn't eat. You went to bed hungry. Natural law, positive law. And there are a lot of people in today's society that are confusing the two. There really wasn't another major advancement in human rights that's recorded in history. There may have been some small little feudal system somewhere set up on the system of natural rights. But there really wasn't another big baseline document until the Magna Carta comes along. It was arguably the single most influential document that led to the constitutional law we enjoy today in the United States. It's basically what governs, or at least the concept, the seeds of it, govern the way we interact in the entire English-speaking world. All the Commonwealth countries and former colonies and everything else. They all kind of stem from this Magna Carta. And it goes all the way back to 1215. There was a guy, King John of England. You might have heard of him. Wasn't King John the guy in, not Peter Pan. What's the guy who stole the money and gave it? Robin Hood. Wasn't that King John?
I think so.
Why'd that just dawn on me? I think it's the same King John. Robin Hood. Anyway, King John violated a number of ancient laws and customs, but he said, you know what? I am the law. Remember, I am the bank? I am the law. And he forced his subjects to live under laws he himself wasn't living under. And so his subjects rose up and forced him to sign the Magna Carta. And it enumerated a number of laws that later became sort of human rights. Among them, the right of the church to be free from governmental interference. The rights of all free citizens to own and inherit property. To be protected from excessive taxes. The right of widows who own property to choose not to remarry against their will. There were principles of due process. There was equality before the law. It even had provisions forbidding bribery and official misconduct. It was a kind of a seminal document. It's probably among legal documents still standing today, one of the most influential documents that outline the development of modern democracy, where people have a right to have a say in how they're governed, even when they're subject to a king. And the Magna Carta was kind of crucial to that. We'll continue to go through this. It's a little cap and gown today. I'm sorry if it doesn't lend itself well to phone calls and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sorry if you're bored by it. Turn the damn radio off. I don't care. Interesting. I think it's fascinating. I don't think there's a single radio that's been turned off. My guess is radios in town have been turned on because they said, parents teaching class. Get your cap and gown. Let's get ready to learn. We're going to go forward. And it's going to culminate in why Trump is doing this. That's where this is headed. We're culminating in why Trump is doing this. 20 after 10 o'clock, Carolyn Shagan phones, 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. We'll be back.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. You know we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. And if you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. Right off I-65, you take that North Boulevard exit. Then you take that first exit. It's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times. That'll circle you right around to the river. And we're down here cooking up fresh seafood, renting out pontoon boats, having a good time. And pretty soon we'll be opening up that RV resort. That's right. If you got plans to come down here and stay on the river for a few weeks or a few months, whatever, come join us. Get by here and let us know you are interested, and we'll get you on a list and get you an update about what's going on. Now let's talk about good times on Sunday afternoon, because one of our Oyster Bar favorites for a long time, John Nemeth, is back in town. That's right. The man with that golden voice that can sing all them beautiful high notes, the beautiful harmony with the band behind him. So, man, y'all check it out. If you had never seen John, you're in for a real treat with a killer band. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We're having a good time, and we're looking for you.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. Dave Mowry back in tomorrow. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Jack Campbell will be in attendance. Dave Mowry will be in attendance. 84 will be in attendance. Christy will be in attendance. Trisha will be in attendance. I'm trying to think of other people who appear on this show. Carolyn will be in attendance. You going to be there, Carolyn?
You better be there. I'm going to buy you a slice of lasagna.
Can I do that?
All right, good.
Everybody's going to be there tomorrow, so if you want to meet any and everybody that has something to do with this program, tomorrow is the time to be there. Tomorrow's the time to be there, 5 to 7-ish, 8-ish, somewhere in there. You got plenty of time to get out of work on time. You don't have to leave early. You can come over there, have a cocktail, and then take off. That's it. That's all we're asking. You can come over there and eat dinner if you want. I mean, we're going to have plenty of room. There's plenty of room in Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Sit, order some dinner, bring the whole family, show them the people you know and love on the radio. Very, very, very powerful radio station. The most powerful radio station in the entire state of Alabama, bar none. Bar none. I will say this. I didn't realize my rant at the beginning of last hour was going to have such an effect. I had a lot of text messages about that. And I wasn't kidding. I wasn't kidding. Sometimes it's better to let a sleeping dog lie. But when you come after me, I come after you 10 times as hard. And I will never give up. I'm just warning you. I will never give up. You can pay me to go away. But short of that, I will never give up. Never, ever, ever give up. And I win. I win when I go after people. Mike Hubbard thought he was God in this state when I started going after him. 4 years later, he was convicted and headed to prison. The guy who sent him to prison came after me, too. He got fired. And now, oh, my gosh, speaking of, I got an update on that story. I can't talk about it on air, though. Dadgummit. Can I? Let's just say there's a really fascinating lawsuit taking place in the state of Alabama right now on whether or not some information was illegally changed in courtrooms by the state of Alabama in order to seek indictments and convictions. And the answer to that question may very well be yes. And that's about all I can say about it. All right. Go to Auburn House Wash, by the way. Auburn House Wash, just this morning, Auburn House Wash just this morning had a customer call them, and he sent me a picture of the house the customer did. This house is gorgeous. I mean, beautiful. House is huge. Huge. Look at that house. Look, that's just the back of it.
Yeah, see? It's a beautiful house. Plenty of exterior coverage there. Lots of square footage under the roof. Auburn House Wash is going to go out there and get that bad boy cleaned up and looking good, looking brand new. And once again, we connect on this station, listeners with advertisers. That's what we do. 826-WASH, if you want to get in touch with Spencer Mann at Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. You can check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. Prompt, uniform, professional employees. They do an excellent job all the time. All the time they do an excellent job. And we look forward to you doing business with our advertisers. 826-WASH, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. Mr. 84, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, Baron?
I'm on fire.
Carolyn, how are you today?
Fine. Looking lovely as always.
And Carolyn, the portrait of class and grace.
I'm telling you.
She is. You guys will meet her tomorrow and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Classes up the joint. Classes up the joint. Went on a little rant this morning. Get a lot of feedback on that rant. I'm going to leave the rant aside right now. And I'm going to push forward with the story because we're doing a little cap and gowning right now. 84.
And we will talk at the break.
I don't lose. You ever known me to lose?
Nah.
I don't lose. And I'm going to war.
You pick losing ball teams. But other than that,
I don't lose when I get involved in a fight. I'm just telling you. I'm willing to let a sleeping dog lie. And I'm willing to let...
Don't go kick that dog.
No. I am not going to lose this fight. I 100% will win. I will be paid handsomely for what's happened to me. Very, very handsomely. I might own a house in Wetumpka by the time it's over. All right. So we leave the Magna Carta. There's really nothing else that happens well. I'm not even going to talk about Westphalian peace. There was a Treaty of Westphalia in 1648 that essentially defined what a state was. But I'm going to put that aside, and I'm going to move right. So we talked about Cyrus the Great. We talked about the Magna Carta. Now we've got the greatest document ever formed. Second or third greatest document ever formed. The United States Declaration of Independence. In the year of our Lord, 1776. Thomas Jefferson, its principal author, wrote a formal policy explanation why we were leaving Great Britain. And it stressed two things, individual rights and the right of revolution. That if we don't like the way you're governing us, we have an opt-out clause. It's called God and guns.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest document ever written. It was the first document to put forward this unalienable human rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But there are more than that, because it said among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you have more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's just an example of some of the unalienable rights you have. And again, I'm talking about all this for those just tuning in. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State under Donald J. Trump, has put together a commission to identify what are the unalienable human rights. And this is going to have huge implications. Keep in mind, he's going to be president for the next 6 years. After the Declaration of Independence, you get to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, yada, yada, decent documents, but not nearly as powerful and informative as the Declaration of Independence. 1789, they had a similar document over in France, the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen. And that's where they abolished the monarchy and started the First Republic. You know, they're on the Fifth Republic right now?
Yeah, and they're talking about
dissolving it.
Getting rid of this one and going
to Sixth Republic. France is a wreck. France is like a former radio host flailing around for relevance. Convincing people to harass other radio hosts because they don't have the balls to do it themselves.
Just hypothetically.
I'm not going to lose this fight.
I will be
a very wealthy man by the time this is over. I promise you.
You see how red he is, Carolyn?
Oh, just about as mad as I've been in a while. So that happens. Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen. But they're French, so it sucked. Wasn't any good. Then we get to the document everybody refers to. A godless document. A document drafted by people like Eleanor Roosevelt and Soviets and Western European intellectuals. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It was a compromise document.
In the preamble and in Article 1, it proclaims the inherent rights of all human beings. Quote, disregard and contempt for human rights have resulted in barbarous acts which have outraged the conscience of mankind, and the advent of a world in which human beings shall enjoy freedom of speech and belief and freedom from fear and want has been proclaimed as the highest aspiration of common people. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. So saith some academics in 1948. You know the problem with that document? You know the major deficiency in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? It's not that it doesn't adequately outline some really important human rights. That's not the problem. There's a major deficiency. Who grants the rights? Where do they come from? The document completely avoided natural law, even though it was based entirely on natural law. They completely avoided outlining and stating that that is indeed what was happening. And so it's trash. And so when I read this story Mike Pompeo has, and it says he's going to change the moral landscape in international relations, similar to the effect of the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights, I think there's a document he should rely on even more than all the documents we've mentioned to date. And I'm going to tell you what it is after the break. It is, in my opinion, the most important statement on human rights ever developed by anyone, anytime, ever. More than Cyrus the Great, more than the Magna Carta, more than the Declaration of Independence, more than the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. There's a document that is better, more encompassing, and more accurately describes the problem with human rights and why we have trouble keeping them. And I'll tell you what it is after the break. 84 joins the program. Carolyn's in, shagging your phone calls on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. I do want to tell you, everybody, to get on the phone with the Goodson Group, 551-0225, for all your real estate needs. 551-0225. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group is nothing short of remarkable. This guy is an absolute guru. He understands the real estate business better than anyone. Period. End of story. Period. End of story. Bo Goodson is the greatest real estate professional the River Region's ever seen. Here's why I say that. He's been in business over 40 years. He's been teaching classes for 37 years, other real estate professionals. He can manage your real estate. He can help you purchase real estate. He can help you sell real estate. Bo Goodson is great. He's a friendly guy. He's a great face. He is a wonderful representative of you. And I can't wait for you to get in touch with him. 551-0225 or check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. More on the other side of the break. I'm going to tell you what the document is. The most important human rights document ever written. And why it's so dadgum important.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, the Dow down for a third straight day as investors wait for clues on which way the Fed will go with an interest rate cut. Meanwhile, some fresh data on jobs openings dipping to 7.32 million in May, according to the Labor Department, but still near a record high even as hiring slows. The report, known as the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, suggests that employers remain optimistic about economic growth. After rising for 4 months, the index of small business optimism declining in June with a reading of 103.3, down 1.7 points from the prior month. Richard Branson's space tourism business, Virgin Galactic, going public after a merger. And Texas billionaire and former presidential candidate Ross Perot passed away early Tuesday at his home in Dallas. He was 89 years old. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Interesting forecast for the next few days. First, a heat advisory today with a high around 97 and a heat index above the 105 danger range. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in rather decent supply like yesterday, mainly afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. Then things get interesting as we increase the rain chances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a frontal system interacts with what will become a tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico later this week. We're watching this situation carefully, and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Time, why you punish me like a wave crashing into the shore. You wash away my dreams. Time,
you know the answer to that.
I'm scared of the answer to that. Scared of the answer to that. 84 joins the program. Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Dave Mowry back tomorrow. Jack Campbell will make an appearance at Midtown Pizza Kitchen tomorrow night. Make sure you're there. I've got a cool story that I've got to get to in the midst of all this other stuff because it sort of sets the pace for something I was talking about just the other day.
You going to cover that before the most important document?
Yeah, because it's part of I'm setting up an ad. China is buying gold for the 7th straight month. They've been dumping U.S. treasuries. They're putting such pressure on the gold market that gold is skyrocketing. Well, you can take advantage of that because I know you have gold around the house. You can take advantage of that and head over to Heirloom Jewelers and sell your gold. Sell your gold. They can also buy, unlike a lot of places that'll buy your gold, Heirloom Jewelers will also buy diamonds and rubies and sapphires and precious gems and stones. So get by there when you get a chance. Get by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road just east of Bell Road. You can take your gold, your platinum, your silver, your precious gems and stones over there, and he will put cash in your pocket. While you're there, he has one of the most remarkable and immaculate collections of jewelry you've ever seen. Heirloom antique quality jewelry. He was showing me a bracelet made in the 1800s with rubies all over it. Going up the... Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous. And he doesn't just... You don't just go in and willy-nilly deal with him. He knows the jewels. He was telling me he can tell on some of these sapphires where they were mined based on their composition. And when he can't, he sends them off and gets experts to look at it and help him determine. He can really, really, really... really go out above and beyond the call of duty. There's not a jeweler like him in the River Region, I promise. Get by there and get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, open till 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturday. 84's here. Carolyn's here shagging your calls. I know this, the last couple segments have not lent themselves well to calls. Here is the greatest document on human rights ever written. It is, without a doubt, the most complete... You cannot study human rights without studying this document intimately. You cannot discuss human rights from an American perspective without discussing this document. Because every other document on human rights leaves out where the rights come from, except the Declaration of Independence, which hints at it, that it comes from our Creator. There's a letter called Pacem in Terris, Peace on Earth. It is written to all men of goodwill. Are you a man of goodwill?
Sometimes.
It's to you. Carolyn, are you a man of goodwill? It's written to you. It is addressed, it is the only letter ever, only encyclical ever written by a pope addressed to all men of goodwill instead of just Catholics. It's addressed to our venerable brethren, the patriarchs, primates, archbishops, bishops, and all other local ordinaries who are at peace and in communion with the Apostolic See, and to the clergy and faithful of the entire Catholic world, and to all men of goodwill. Peace on earth, which man throughout the ages is so longed for and sought after, can never be established, never guaranteed, except by the diligent observance of the divinely established order. Tells you right up front, the only way to have peace on earth is following God's order in the universe. And the document is absolutely pristine. I encourage everyone to go read it. It's not terribly long. You can read it in a day or two, if you're slow. Talks about order in the universe, the forces of nature, about scientific knowledge and inventions of technologies and how they magnify the greatness of God himself, who created both man and the universe. It talks about order in human beings and how there's disunity among individuals and how it's in striking and stark contrast to the perfect order of the universe. And it says that man don't have to be brought together by force, as has been the, you know, I always say, death, subjugation, and slavery is the history of the world. It doesn't have to be that way. It was that way until Christianity came along. It says the world's creator has stamped man's inmost being with an order revealed to man by his conscience, and his conscience insists on preserving it. Men show the work of the law written in their hearts. Their conscience bears witness to them. All created beings reflect the infinite wisdom of God, and it reflects it all the more clearly the higher it stands in the scale of perfection. And then it talks about the breakdown among men. And then it goes, the section one, order between men. And it talks about directing our attention to the order that should prevail among men. It talks about rights, rights pertaining to moral culture and values, rights to worship God according to one's conscience, right to choose freely one's state in life, economic rights, rights of meeting and association, rights to emigrate, political rights, duties. The corresponding duties. That's what we always leave out on when we're talking about rights. The reciprocity of rights and duties between persons. Mutual collaboration. An attitude of responsibility. Social life and truth, justice, charity, and freedom. God and the moral order.
And then it characterizes the present day. Talks about equality of men. It is the single most comprehensive fundamental document outlining human rights and where they come from. There, you cannot begin to discuss human rights without this document. It's why nobody talks about it. That's why nobody talks about it. We want to talk about a right to an abortion. We don't want to talk about where those rights come from. Because if your rights come from God, is God going to grant you the right to kill another living human being?
I pretty much think he kind of rolled that out back there with that Moses dude.
Isn't that the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the Big Ten?
It made the top 10, bro. I think that means it's kind of important.
What were there, 600 and something total? And it's the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think Deuteronomy goes into...
Yeah, my question is, you know, Moses came down with the Big Ten, right? The two tablets, the Big Ten. Did he go back up for all the little ones?
No, I think they came up with those in the camp. He had 40 years, you know. It was like an extended session in Congress. And yeah. Like, well, we got to pass some law. He's like, well, let's
talk about mold.
I was fixing to say, he finally gets down to the point. We're running out of things. Aaron, get over here. What we got, A.A. Ron?
Mold.
Mildew. Red and green.
Pacem in Terris, though, the encyclical of Pope John the 23rd on establishing universal peace and truth, justice, charity, and liberty, drafted April 11, 1963, released Holy Thursday right before he died of cancer. An absolutely wonderful document. Everybody should take the time to read it.
What year is that again?
1963. Yeah, 1963. Can you think about some things that were going on in 1963 that the Pope might want to weigh in on human rights? That he didn't think the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was doing it well enough? Can you think of a godless, evil empire that was subjugating its own citizens in mass? Notice the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was not followed by the Soviet Union or Communist China or any other godless empire. Yet they were in on the drafting of it. You know why? No enforcement mechanism. No recognition of where rights come from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Now, this goes on. There's four sections. I just went through section one. Section two, relations between individuals and the public authorities. Individuals and the state is section three, and then state to state is section four. It's a wonderful, wonderful document. It's the greatest human rights document ever drafted. And I hope Mike Pompeo, in putting together his commission on human rights, on the unalienable human rights, I hope the singular document they look at more than any other is Pacem in Terris, the encyclical of Pope John the 23rd, written to all men of goodwill. The only encyclical ever drafted by a pope that was addressed to someone other than Catholics. It is to all men of goodwill, meaning everyone in our audience who thinks they're a man or woman of goodwill probably owes a duty to read it. It's wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. 10 till. We will go on to more friendly conversations. Less cap and gown, Clay. Carolyn's still here taking your phone calls. You want to call her? She's bored. It's only half of it. I'll print the other half if you want. All right, guys. 272-9228 is the number. It's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. We'll be back. Well, pick me up with golden hand. I'm gonna sail, I'm gonna tell you to run.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News and Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
Much about none of that. I did at one point, but I forgot it all. You ever try to help your kids with math?
Isn't it funny how that works?
I think multiplying, you put them together.
Let me get on Wikipedia for a second.
Unbelievable. I mean, it just leaves you.
Don't you have a calculator on your phone, boy?
I used to be able to do amazing things in algebra. I'm gonna confess something. I probably shouldn't confess this on here.
I can still do algebra now. Algebra, well, no problem.
My algebra.
You get up in the calculus and trig stuff and see it come home, and she was like, look at this, Daddy. And I was like, yeah. Looks like formula there.
Well, I took pre-calculus my first year at Auburn, and I walked in. It was my first class. It was like 8 a.m. on a Monday morning or whatever the day, the first day of school was, 8:10 or something, Haley Center, third floor on the right. And I walk in there, and I'm nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I'm a young guy. I'm just 17 years old. I left high school a year early. I get in there, and the guy comes in, and we're all sitting there waiting. There's like 20 of us. And they all seem to know each other somehow. I don't know. I guess they went to high school together or whatever. And I'm the out-of-stater. I have no idea what's going on. I'm at Auburn. Guy walks in, looks at the class, offers a little half-hearted bow, says, hi, turns around, and starts writing on the board. Writes a whole calculus thing up there, and he turns around and goes, any question? And he turns around and erases it and starts another one. And I was like, oh, we're taking notes. So I'm there taking notes. He turns around again and goes, any question? The only thing I heard my pre-calculus professor say my entire first quarter at Auburn in 1997 was, any question?
I think I had him for Cal 1.
Yeah, same guy?
Yeah.
Lee?
My pre-Cal teacher was cool. He was like this loser surfer dude.
Yeah.
He was probably like 30.
No, not
my
guy.
He came to class, and I mean, he had long, jankly old hair, had the Birkenstocks on. He'd sit in his desk and kick back and cut up with us. He was a great teacher, though. My second one was just like that. Spoke three words of English.
Any questions? They didn't say questions. Any questions?
And he called me Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw.
What's that mean?
Robert Sharp.
Oh, Robert Shaw.
Robert Shaw.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Anyway, I did well in pre-calculus. I get to calculus 1. Fine. I always did well in math. I had like a 95 plus test average, algebra 2 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Failed the class. I wouldn't do the homework because I knew how to do the homework. Now, my kids pull this crap, but they don't know how to do it. It's different. You got to be able to ace the test. If you get a 70 on the test and you're not doing your homework, you should fail.
Right.
If you get a mid-A on the test and you just miss one or two things on a 100-question test or a 50-question test, you should pass. I don't care how much homework you did. Homework should be there to supplement your knowledge of the course. And if you don't know the stuff, then you should do the homework. Until you know it, and then you're done. You don't do any more homework. So that's the situation I found myself in.
One of the funniest things, in one of my biology classes in lab, we had a GTA. And he was from, I think, Vietnam. And he was taking this class they had at Auburn for the, you know, there was a bunch of exchange students that went through the water purification course that they had over there. And they had this class that taught them American terms of speech and slang, and you know, tried to help them pronounce words correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And the funniest thing was him. He would come sit beside me and my lab partner, and she's from Coleman, and I'm from Pentlala, and he's like, and he had these three words written: P-I-N, P-A-N, P-E-N, and he said, "Rubbish up. What the difference in these words? How you say them?" And I'm like, pen, pan, pen. And he's like, pan, pan, pan. And I looked at him, I'm like, you might be asking the wrong person.
You know, one of the things I noticed when I moved here is 10, like that's on your roof.
Yeah.
And the number 10 are pronounced the same in Alabama. They're both 10.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Pen and pen. Like, can I have a pen? People will make fun of me.
Pen.
They'll say, a pen? A pen? I'm like, yeah, a pen. You know, P-E-N, the thing you write with. A bolígrafo? You want to go to Spanish here? Our number 272-9228, bathinnovations.com guest hotline, Tom Baudet.
Hey, how are y'all?
Better now that you've called, sir.
Hey, I was going to talk about Hooters, but now we'll talk about algebra. I had algebra. I had to take the elementary and the intermediate and the pre-calc algebra. I got through all of them, did pretty good the whole way. But I learned most of what I know about math in the Navy. And it was because they had all these learning aids, you know, ways to remember things, like Sally Cantell, Oscar has a hard-on always. If you got trigonometry, then you can write that out, and you know what you're supposed to do to work the problems. They also had some other ones that I can't say on the radio.
Well, you couldn't have said that one either, but you did.
Oh, okay. Well, I never heard the guy that said all the nasty words.
Well, just assume you meant heart on, H-E-A-R-T, a heart on.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I'm having a good time. And the one about the Hooters, real quick. I know you got to get off the air. We were going to have a Hooters put up in Tennessee up there in Cleveland. But they couldn't find enough women with a full set of teeth to go to work in there.
Doc, come on. Nobody's looking at their teeth. Got to run. 272.
I believe that in Cleveland.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Tommy.
Hey, I went to Catholic High. One of my buddies that went to Notre Dame said first day of class, professor says, raise your hand if you were a valedictorian or salutatorian of your high school senior class. He said every hand went up, including his. He turned and started writing on the blackboard, and he said, I think you'll find that things are a little more difficult here at Notre Dame. But my favorite teacher was Bernard Fry. He was my geometry teacher. You turned in your notebook with your homework before school, and he would grade everybody's homework during class during that day. And then as he went over the homework, he'd write on the board, and then he'd say, all right, you see where you made your mistake here? And he called the student out